Okay, meeting will come to order. This is the Governmental Operations and Veterans Affairs Committee today on March 8th. And apologize for the little bit late start here. As you know, last night was precinct caucuses, so we have some members that were leaving their community at 5 or 6 this morning for 4 or 5 6-hour drive. So I know that some of the members will be coming in late, but we don't quite have a quorum yet, but I would like to get started pretty quickly here with the overview. I have just a couple of quick announcements before we get to that point. Members, there's a flyer by your information there in your packet about a legislative effectiveness gathering next Monday on March 13th, and that is a follow-up from the conference we had in February. So I hope that you can put that on your calendar. And as you know, we're having several bills in our committee here that relate to legislative effectiveness, so I hope we can get good attendance from our committee members here. And then next announcement, we have a new committee legislative assistant with us today. Today is Alicia Davis's last day here in the committee. She's taken a new job as a youth pastor at a church, so she'll be starting there tomorrow with teenagers, so she said it'll be a much easier job. But I would like to introduce our new committee legislative assistant, and she's actually in the audience learning some of the things until she sits up here in the chair tomorrow. But I'd like to have Sarah Durenberger stand up, and if you'd like to just take a minute to introduce yourself, Sarah. Why don't you go up to the mic? Because we're going to want the answer about if you're related to the former Minnesota.
Yeah. As Representative Tingle said, I am Sarah Durenberger. I'll be starting tomorrow filling in for Alicia. I was actually born and raised on a hog farm in Illinois, and I moved to Minnesota last September after getting married. And that's how I received my new last name, which brings on all the questions. I am related to the senator distantly and through marriage. He's my father-in-law's second cousin.
Twice removed.
And we live over in Plymouth, and my husband is actually a police officer in the city of Plymouth. So
great. Oh, welcome. Thank you. Okay, I think we have a quorum now, so let's get on with the business. First, with the approval of minutes, Representative Neil Peterson.
Madam Chair, I'll move the approval.
Representative Peterson moves approval of the minutes of the March 2nd meeting. Any discussion? All in favor of that, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails, and amendments or the minutes are approved. Okay. Today we have three bills up, and I know we need to complete our meeting by 11:45 with session. So we're going to start with an overview by the Minnesota State Lottery. So with us today is Clint Harris, who's the executive director, and I believe one of his staff members. So, gentlemen, welcome to the committee.